engage the enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another great program of Smell the Truth Radio. I am the coach with you. My good friend and host of our show is the Dr. David Berman. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am good. I am so good. I have been hoping for some more global warming since we are in winter here.
Could we shovel global warming like we did last year?
Well, I would enjoy some global warming right now so I get on my Harley. That's all I'm saying.
You're an outdoorsman, Indeed. Doctor. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
All right. So you're an outdoorsman, and you like going outdoors this time of year. Do you hunt?
Oh, yeah. I'm a hunter, fisherman. You know, I love to bird hunt with my bird dogs. And
take in nature.
I'm totally in agreement with Ted Nugent. You know, when he picks up a steak from one of the animals he shots, and he goes, "Isn't this just beautiful protein?" And I'm thinking to myself, Ted, you know, if I knew you, I'd be asking you to have me over for dinner because he's killing some really, really nice animals, and I'm sure his dinners are really good.
The other day, Pastor, I was reading something on, I forget where it was, in the newspaper or something, but the teacher asked the student, what is your favorite animal? And the kid said, fried chicken. So, you know, with all the chatter out there, today's broadcast is, what is climate change? Is it really man-made? And I believe today, Pastor Berman's really going to address this for us. So you wrote an article called Global Warming or Global Hot Air. I kind of know where you stand, but the purpose of our program is absolutely to teach people the truth, and I think you stand up pretty well for this. You're an outdoorsman, got the Holly thing going, beautiful time of year. What is this, Pat? Is this, you know, what is global warming? What is climate change? I mean, the name keeps changing. What is this thing about?
Well, you got to go back to the 70s, really, and but before I do, I want to make something clear. As an outdoorsman, a hunter, fisherman, and as an American, I don't want the promotion of polluted waters and destroying the environment. That's nothing that I'm interested in. But the problem is when respect for the environment turns to worship of the environment, you have a problem. And this whole idea of climate change really started in the 70s when they said that pollution is going to bring a global cooling or another ice age if we're not careful. Well, that didn't work out like they said, so they switched it to global warming. Well, that didn't work out like they had said. So now they have changed it to climate change. And climate change is a really great thing for them to say because that means any way at all, that anything that happens at all, right, is automatically going to be in keeping with climate change. So if you have it get really cold, they'll go, the climate's changing. If you have a mild a fall like we've had in New England, they'll say, oh, it's climate change. So they win either way, no matter what way the weather goes. But here's the problem with it. The problem is what they're not telling you is that the climate has been changing
daily
for centuries.
It'll change tomorrow in New England. You wait. What's the saying in New England? You wait 20 minutes and the weather will change on you?
Well, let me make a point I think is missed often. One of the problems that we have with this whole argument on global warming is that we're living in such a dumbed-down society now that people just accept what these so-called scientists say. So here's what they say. They go, okay, so the Earth has warmed up a degree over the last 100 years. Okay. So the obvious question would be, how do you know that? And so my question to them would be, not only how do you know that, but how can you possibly say that 100 years ago we had instruments that were so incredibly precise that you could go ahead and somehow make those measurements on every part of the Earth, every possible You know, with the wind changing the temperatures and various little spots, you know, with small areas changing, degrees temperatures change as you go up 1,000 feet, changes much, you know, from sea level. And all, how could you make this determination that we knew what the temperature absolutely was within a degree 100 years ago? And how could you even do that now with the instrumentation we have? The answer is you can't. It's not possible. So the whole argument is absurd because there's no way for them to measure within a degree and say that they've come up with that conclusion. Secondly, we know that the same scientists tell us that there was global cooling and global warming, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. I'm wondering, what was the problem then? They were making too many campfires? What was going on with that? It's just absurd. It's ridiculous. And there is a political and ideological agenda behind this so-called climate change, which is a bunch of hooey.
So is it a political football? I mean, it's just, you know, as conservatives...
It's a power grab.
Right. Well, as conservatives, if we're told we don't care about the air, like you were saying earlier, we do. We like to go outdoors. We want clean water.
Well, do you want to know where the most polluted places are on Earth?
Polluted places?
Yeah. Are they in America? Are they in free enterprise America?
I don't think so.
They're not.
Okay.
Now, yes, have we had problems with pollution? No.
Absolutely,
question.
Yeah.
The Industrial Revolution happened. They're dumping all kinds of crap into the water, and it's unacceptable.
Right.
We're not saying we shouldn't be good stewards of that which God gave us. Having said that, the places with the worst pollution and worst problems are communist countries. Communist China, for instance, the absolute worst. During the time of the Soviet Union's height, they had all kinds of terrible pollution in the Soviet Union because there's no free enterprise. Free enterprise actually is good for the environment because when people begin to make money, they don't want to live in a polluted environment.
Yeah.
When you're eking out a living in a communist society, you can hardly get enough rice to eat. You're not even thinking about what the air is that you're breathing. You're trying to survive to the next day. So the economy... being good, having free enterprise, lifts people's socioeconomic position up. They become more concerned about what their environment is because they're not just trying to eke out a living for the next day like they do in these communist countries. So the countries with free enterprise have a much better environment than the countries that don't. And secondly, the way to find responsible answers to pollution is technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's money. It's giving people incentives to come up with new inventions that make things better that they can make money off of. And that's the thing that free enterprise does. This climate change is really about the global elite, the leftists, the global leftists who want to centralize power and want to take the power away from individuals and particularly take the power away from America as a sovereign nation.
What about the EPA? I mean, is this a problem in our country? I mean, have they gone overboard trying to regulate everything? Too much regulation?
Yeah, the EPA took what they were supposed to do and have, like every government agency does, went completely overboard, and now they want to regulate every possible aspect of your life. They even want to regulate a pond on your property. They want to regulate if you have water on your property that is... From drainage that you know is half a year it's got water and half a year it doesn't. They want to start regulating that. They want to regulate everything they can. Now, of course, the EPA itself just polluted an entire river with terrible toxic chemicals. If a private company had done that, someone would be in jail for that. Of course, nothing happens to them because that's the government. Bottom line is to stay on topic here. Climate change is nonsense. It's called the Earth's change as things go.
Right.
There's no way you can. For example, if they tell us that some of the planets have had warming, certain of the planets. And so the question I have to ask for that is there are Martians having factories there that we don't know about and they're spewing out CO2? Or what's happening here?
Yeah.
It's called the normal change in climate, for God's sake. Come on.
God designed it a certain way.
Yeah.
And a certain way to work, you know. As Christians, you know, how are we, you know, and we're looking up on a hard break in a minute or two here, but how are we supposed to react as people sometimes? You know, how do we deal with this on an ongoing basis as Christians?
Well, I think as Christians, what we do is we say God has given us the earth. We ought to be good stewards of it. So we ought to try our best to balance out what we need in modern society with being good stewards of that which God gave us. So I'm in favor of that. I'm an outdoorsman. But this is way beyond that. This is about an agenda, a globalist agenda, the global socialist agenda, and they want to remove the sovereignty of America. And Obama clearly has tried to weaken the nation. The progressives believe that, you know, in multiculturalism and that, you know, the elitists want to run everything. You got people like George Soros, these types of people. They want there to be a global government. There's no question about it. And in my study of this, I have found all kinds of quotes from very powerful people about the need for what they call is a new world order. And what they mean by that, very clearly, if you listen to them, is a global governing body that tells us what we can and cannot do. It's that is unelected by us. And that's really what the United Nations is about.
Very, very, very interesting topic we're speaking about today. Climate change. What is it, basically? Is it man-made? Is it made up? Pastor's telling us a lot of different things here today. With global warming comes good and bad consequences. So, Pastor, what are the goods that can come out of this? And what are the... I think we know some of the bads, but...
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, what I mean by that is there's consequences to this all the time. What are going to be the future consequences for some of these things that are happening with global climate change?
You mean the political moves?
The political moves as a country, as a nation, as people.
You know, well, they'll do what they continue to do, which is to try to never allow a crisis to go on. To go unexploited. So if they can make up a crisis, they'll do that. And they do that a lot. So now this big thing about global warming, I mean, I don't know how much time we have in this segment.
We got 2 minutes left here in the segment. Yep.
Okay. Well, when we come back, I want us to talk more about this. Like some of the things that we're going to share with our audience is quite amazing.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking a little bit about climate change here on Smell the Truth Radio. It's the coach with you, our host, Dr. David Berman. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk a little liberal logic, Pastor, about some crazy stuff going in quotes out there. So when we come back.
Hi, this is Bill Clinton, the 42nd president of the United States of America. You know, I was listening the other day to some kind of radio station, and you know who came up? Some guy named Dr. David Berman from Smell the Truth Radio. You know that guy, smellthetruth.com? Anyhow, I'm here to tell you that me and my friends do not want you listening to him. He's telling you things we don't want you to hear. I'll tell you right now, he talks about Smell the Truth. The last thing that we want you to do is to know the truth. So, anyhow, as your former president from Hope, Arkansas, which is also the place of the largest ever grown watermelon, ooh-wee, I tell you, we know how to do it down south. Anyhow, as your former president, I'm asking you, please, do not, I repeat, do not listen to Berman. He's that smell the truth guy, and we don't want you to smell the truth. That's the last thing we want you to do. This message brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com. Today's liberal logic moment. This liberal logic moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Well, as I alluded to going to break, we have a very, very funny Al Gore. He's made so much money from this, but he made some interesting predictions over the time. But let's just go to this soundbite real quick.
The Earth has a fever, and the fever is rising. The experts have told us it is not a passing affliction that will heal by itself. We asked for a second opinion. And a third, and a fourth. And the consistent conclusion, restated with increasing distress, is that something basic is wrong.
Yeah, what? He didn't say anything except we have a fever. Second, third. Who are these references to? What is he talking
about?
So
you imagine Al Gore walking into a room with scientists and saying, okay, tell me, what are your findings? And they'll all get up and they start singing that song. You give me fever.
I mean, I don't get it.
Okay, well, listen.
And with his predictions, didn't come true.
No, actually, what happened was this year, so far, we've had a mild winter, but for the last 2 years, what am I hearing?
Go ahead,
hold on, man. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, baby. Let's hear it. Bring it, baby. Let's go. Never know how much I love you. This is for you, Al, if you're listening. Never know how much I care. Oh, yeah. When you put your arms around me. There you go. I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. you know, that's for all the tree huggers, actually. They hug the tree. Gosh. They hug the tree and they get a
put
fever.
Put your arms around
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Get back on point. Al Gore.
What are we talking about?
He's the liberal logic at the moment.
Yeah, Al Gore is he's the guy who is so full of liberal logic.
Hot air.
Yeah, this guy, here's the guy who travels around on private jets, you know, and he's got these huge houses, and he's telling us about the earth has a fever. Of course, he's neglecting to tell you that there are many scientists who absolutely do not agree with this global warming nonsense. Many scientists that don't. And those scientists are treated pretty badly because they're not towing the line. In fact, you know what they're called? They're called deniers. And they're called climate change deniers. And this is what they're saying, like Holocaust deniers. They're climate change deniers. I mean, they're not climate change deniers. There is no climate change to deny. It doesn't exist. It's called normal fluctuations in temperatures and snowfall and such, like we've had since God created the earth. Come on, people.
Oh, Pastor, another liberal logic moment where someone's gotten very wealthy from it.
Very.
SmellTheTruth.com. This is Dr. David Berman, your host of Smell the Truth Radio. I, along with my co-host, Rob the Coach Letito, are fighting against the lies of the leftists, the globalists, and the outright followers of Satan's tyranny. Please stand with me as I speak out for biblical values, liberty, and the Constitution against the onslaught of political correctness and intimidation as we have never seen in America before. I know that I will be hated by the progressives, but I refuse to be intimidated. Please spread the word about Smell the Truth Radio. Stand with me as I am a voice for you, the real Americans who believe in our founding Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This message brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Welcome back to Smell the Truth Radio. You like the jazz?
Oh, yeah, man.
It's sweet.
There you go.
Peggy Lee. I like Peggy Lee. I didn't like her. I've grown to like her. And she's passed away.
Well, you're old now.
I am. Thanks. I appreciate that. That's my pastor, folks. It's the doctor. Give me an update on how old I am.
Let's just say, my good brother, that it's a good thing it's a radio show and not a TV show.
Yes. I'll go with you on that one. We're talking about global warming in general here. Is it true? You know, and so how is the Earth?
Well,
400 million years old, Pastor. How old is the Earth?
You know, look, that's another issue. Some people think the Earth is millions and billions and billions years old. Then you have young Earth creationists and such. But the real issue here is, even if you take what the evolutionists say, that the Earth is billions and billions of years old, they'll say to you that there was these ice ages that happened, you know, millions of years ago, and changes and all kinds of things that, you know, there was no, according to them, no man around to do anything anyway to cause that. This is really a hot button topic for the left because this is one of the tenets of their faith. You see, one of their tenets of their faith is abortion.
Mm-hmm.
You better be pro-abortion if you want to be in the religion of the progressive and the progressive religion of climate change as well. Now, an example of their intolerance, the tolerant people, George Taylor, who has held the position at Oregon State climatologist for 16 years. This is a number of years ago.
Right.
That he argued against climate change being man-made, and it got him in, no pun intended, hot water with those in the political left in Oregon. So what does the governor of Oregon, what did the governor of Oregon do? Well, he stated in an interview on KGW-TV that he wanted to remove Taylor from the position because he's not going along with other quote-unquote experts. So in other words, if you're going to be a scientist in today's world, you have to walk in locked goose step with the politically correct experts on global warming. Even though there are tons of scientists that totally think this is nonsense, they are not being heard. And you might have heard that they said there was a 100 scientists, all of the major scientists said that global warming is true. There's 100 scientists or whatever they said. And what you come to find out is that that whole thing was just completely bogus. They picked people that agreed with them and then asked them the question.
So they staged it.
Yeah, so if I want to go around, I want to find all my friends, and I want to say, you guys all like me, right? And they go, say, oh, yeah, we like you, Pastor Dave. And I say, okay, I'm going to take a survey if you like me or not. And I come back and say, 100% of the people who were surveyed like me. Well, that's sort of cooking the books, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So this is the way it is. And, of course, emails have been discovered talking about how they've messed with the data to try to bring about this idea of climate change in the UN, which is nonsense. So the bottom line is this. It's a political tool to gain more power, and that's what the progressives are about. They use whatever they can to gain more power, more power, more power. Remember, a private businessman or woman will only increase their market share by doing a better job. So let's say you're selling widgets and I'm mm-hmm. selling widgets.
Sure.
And DJ, our engineer, wants to buy a widget and you convince him that yours is better than mine, a better value, you're going to steal his market share from me.
Yep.
In order for me to stay in business, I'm going to find a way to make a better widget than you and steal that business back. So therefore, I'm competing for it. The government's completely the opposite. The government does not compete. It takes. It doesn't compete. It takes. It takes by force. That's what socialism is. It's force. It takes whatever it wants from the private sector, and it controls it without any competition, and you get what you get, whether you like it or not. And for the people listening to my voice, or Christians particularly, mm-hmm. who somehow think that socialism is okay because they're uninformed, I am telling you, you need to wake up and smell the truth. It is not good or Christian to be a socialist, because socialism is the confiscation of what belongs to someone else, which is a violation of the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet. It's also a violation of thou shalt not steal. Mm. And it's taking from one and forcing that to go to another one. But the real arrogance of government is they tell you they're taking from you, coach, and they're going to give to Derek, right? Our DJ, our engineer. But what they're really doing is they're taking from you, they're lining their pockets, supporting their bureaucracy, giving whatever crumbs they can to DJ to keep him dependent on them. It's an absolute racket, and global warming, believe it or not, this whole climate change nonsense is all about more power to government, more regulation power to government, more taking by the government.
Well, there'll be people out there, but
as a result, the Earth has a fever, and the fever is rising. The experts have told.
So what do they want us to do? Do they want us to run around with a bunch of bear aspirin and throw it all over the Earth? Is that what they want?
Are they still... Well, some of our younger audience even know what aspirin is. Years ago, aspirin was like a good drug.
Well,
Advil or something.
Tylenol.
There you go.
We're going to run around, throw that on the ground. I was wondering also, maybe we can all turn our air conditioners inside out.
And cool the neighborhood?
And cool the earth.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
Earth cooling.
We got to do it. Or maybe put fans on.
Now, is it true, Al Gore?
That's what the windmills. DJ told us that's what the windmills are for.
What's Al Gore talking about when 70... tons of stuff has been spooled into the atmosphere. I can't. What is that about? I mean, what is he talking about there? It's a lie. We know.
It's not really a lie. It's a misunderstanding of the fact that, first of all, if you use a big number to somebody, go, wow, you know, do you know how big the Earth is? What the atmosphere is? I mean, they're making it sound like there was never anything in the air until humans came along. Well, of course, we were created by God. But even in their worldview, mm-hmm. like what did they think? There was no carbon in the – carbon is a natural product.
Right.
Carbon's really not a problem. Yes, of course, if you get a valley situation where you have all kinds of cars and smog and all that, because it's concentrated, that's not good for you. I'm not trying to say it's okay.
Right. City smog is not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not healthy.
And we should do whatever we can to cut that down without destroying The economy, because that's other environmental implications for destroying the economy. But the bottom line is that this idea that somehow the Earth is not capable of dealing with carbon is absurd. So of course the Earth and water vapor is more of a greenhouse gas than carbon is anyway. So it's just ridiculous.
So you're for if somebody said I want to put solar panels on my house and try to cut my electric bill down and you're not against that stuff.
I'm not. Well, solar unfortunately is not cost effective, but in principle, of course, if you want to find a way to cut your electric bill and try to get more fuel efficient, that's a good thing to do. I'm in favor of that. To try to cut down pollution, I'm in favor of that. Mm-hmm. For example, the amount of mercury in the earth is pretty awful, and that comes from coal-fired plants. We need to try our best to do something about that. I'm not suggesting that we never have any environmental problems. Of course we do. When you have people, you have environmental problems. But when you don't have free enterprise, you go to these countries where there's poverty, and I've been there, and you don't see a nice environment, my friends. You see garbage all over the place because there's no monetary mechanism to deal with the garbage. There's no free enterprise that's bringing this idea of when people make more money, they want to live in a clean environment. So this idea that free enterprise causes global warming is just not true. It's nonsense. And pollution is caused a lot greater in communist countries than it is in free enterprise countries.
You're listening to Dr. David Berman today talking about global climate change or global warming. And is it man-made? And I think you've heard a mouthful today from the pastor. Pastor, you got an article on your website, smellthetruth.com, that people can get as well. If they go to the webpage, they can see some writings about this.
Yeah, go to smellthetruth.com. And there's a lot of my articles there that I've written over the past. My article called Global Warming or Global Hot Air? Is an article that I actually wrote a number of years ago, but it's still, of course, still on the website, and people read that all the time and use these resources to make their own arguments.
And if somebody wants to email you, doctor, or have you out to speak, how do they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by emailing me at Dr. Dave, that's a DRDAVE, at clfchurch.com. That's a Christian Life Fellowship, what that stands for, clfchurch.com. You can send me an email if you'd like me to speak or you have a question for me. I'll be happy to do my best to help you out.
Well, doctor, we appreciate what you do and how you provide us information with truth. We know you do a lot of work, a lot of background study and trying to teach Christians how to disseminate the actual truth. If you want to write to us, it's Smell the Truth Radio at 116 Main Street, Marlboro, New Hampshire, 03455. You could follow Dr. David Berman at Smell the Truth on Twitter. And again, smellthetruth.com is the webpage. I am the coach for our host, Dr. David Berman, saying God bless you and have a great day. And remember, smell the truth.
Smell the truth.